I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone, all tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. Keep in bed company lately. I'm doing all right for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right. Blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back. 'Cause who needs you when I got friends like that? This time you and I'd be tangled up. Yeah, but that's alright. This fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a wide knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. On my own, girl, I might lose it, but I got buds to get me through it. I'm doing all shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back. 'Cause who needs you when I got friends like that? Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Doing all right for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back. 'Cause who needs you when I got friends like that?
Hey, I'm Cody Johnson, and whenever I'm in Canada, the first thing I do is put my new country on my radio.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true as a Bible verse. My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can. Ooh. Earth's gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. And on those days when the world feels cruel, I'm gonna love you. Yeah.
Thank you. Time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And I'm gonna love you. Baby, I'm gonna love you.
Casey Clark Show.
All night long.
New Country 93.5.
Don't you drive too fast. Those cops out on the side roads. Pack an extra coat. Say you won't be cold, but I know. You get your stubborn heart from me. Turn off your phone sometimes. Your faith, even if it's failing lately, I know I should be listening, but I'm still doing things, and my mama says I shouldn't, she's usually right, but right now that ain't the way it's looking, says not to worry about her, but I don't know how I wouldn't, I'm still doing things, my mama says I shouldn't.
First bus I could hop from there.
But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. There's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
New Country 93.5. Let's get into another edition of this.
What would you say if you were here? How would you handle this?
Okay, so how would you handle this socially awkward situation?
Melissa's dad is spending a ton of time with Melissa's son, so, you know, quality granddad, grandson time, which is great. Melissa's super happy about it, but it's what the grandfather is kind of exposing the son to that Melissa's a bit worried about.
So how would you handle that coming up?
I don't want to talk about your city lights, living like uptown, downtown, not a star in the sky. Backyards like a big, make you want to buy a ring. Not much in the sticks, but we got everything. Corn fed, cornbread, it's the high life. I've said what I've said, you know.
New Country 93.5.
How would you handle
Elvis, what would you say if you were here? How would you handle this?
Well, let's get into another edition of How Would You Handle This?
This is from Melissa. Melissa says, my son is 12. He's been spending a lot of time with my dad lately, which I love. However, my dad is very old school in, you know, the way that he thinks. He uses language, which Melissa thinks is a little bit questionable.
Right.
Plus, her son's at a pretty impressionable age, right? So Melissa's wondering, how should I handle this? Like, should I talk to my son about it and give him the heads up about, hey, granddad is a little...
Watch him.
Yeah. Or should she go directly to the source and chat with her dad about it?
So it sounds like there's no dad involved here, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
So that's why I think the emphasis of granddad being there is so great.
Yes.
To have a father figure-esque for her son.
Yes, absolutely.
So, you know, because of that, and I'm making that assumption, but it sounds like that's where we're leaning to. And that's important because you don't want to upset granddad.
No.
Right? You just don't, because this is such a great bonding opportunity for her son.
And especially, it seems like the grandfather's helping out quite a bit too, which you definitely don't want to lose when you're raising a kid.
So, and it is very sweet. I mean, it's super, super sweet. As a parent, there's nothing better than seeing your parent create a bond with your child, right? That is, that's super special. But at the same time, I can appreciate where she's coming from because, times have changed.
Times change.
And we're talking two generations. And the time in that span is drastically changed.
Yes.
Like drastically changed.
Right.
The way that granddad raised Melissa is different than she's raising her son.
Absolutely.
Everything from discipline to the how you talk, how
outside
you treat
influences.
People. Yeah, like D all the above.
Yeah.
So, man. There's two ways of, I think, looking at this. One, it's an opportunity to talk to, for Melissa, her dad, for a parent to parent versus child to dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dad, you're a parent, obviously. I'm a parent now. There's some things that we should talk about.
Yeah, like you're on an equal playing field. That is a nice bonding experience for Melissa and her dad.
Instead of saying, child to father.
Right.
It's parent to parent.
Mm-hmm.
Saying all of that, that's tough to, I think that's tough. I think you probably go over to the kid, your 12-year-old, and say, okay, so granddad, awesome. Love him.
He's keep hanging out with him.
Yeah, there's a couple of things you should know. He uses foul language. The way he talks about other people and other cultures, that's not what we do here.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's keep it between the lines. Let's talk about fishing and sports.
Yes.
And see where that goes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I think that's wise. I don't know if this is the best way to look at older influences in people's lives, but sometimes you can't change them.
Yeah.
You really can't. The way that they feel is the way that they're going to feel.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know if it would do a lot of good with Melissa chatting with her dad about it. He's maybe just very set in his ways, and that's all that's going to happen. So, I think you got to go to the son more than anything.
And there you do run a risk, too, of upsetting granddad.
Of course you do.
So I guess I'm not good enough for the son anymore.
Yeah,
I guess my old ways don't work.
What is going on with this world? Yeah.
I'm not wokey enough, apparently. No, it's just woke, Dad, but...
you're right.
Yeah, you're not woke. Wokey's not a thing.
No.
It's not. And if you said Wookiee, that would be part of the Star Wars trilogy.
I was thinking that too.
You're not even Wookiee. I'm like, no. Okay, you stop saying that.
I only talk to God when I need a favor, and I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I only talk to God when I need a favor. Time.
for all I've done. Just please don't let me lose her. I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Throwing up prayers like Hail Marys if you're still there. Lord, spare me. Oh, my God, Hail Mary. Hanging in there, just barely. Throwing up prayers like Hail Marys if you're still there. Lord, spare me.
Country 93.5 Interrupting Cash Cow is on the loose with instant winners every day. Our bovine bank machine is making friends all over the GTA. Who will be next? Could it be Moo? Oh, I see what you did there. Clever cow. Every time the Interrupting Cash Cow rudely butts into the music, call 416-872-2935 for your chance to win $500 in cold, hard, dairy-free cash. Want the tip on where she's stampeding next? Mosey on over to newcountry935.com before she chews up the Wi-Fi. The New Country 93.5 Interrupting. Oh, man. Cash Cow. New Country 93.5.
Psst, Paul, you up?
Yeah.
Why, Paul?
Oh, I can't stop thinking about how much money I spent on this new mattress. I keep worrying it wasn't worth it.
It wasn't, Paul. You should have got the new mattress from IKEA like me. So affordable, so comfy, cozy, so much support for my aching back.
Then why can't you sleep?
Because I love to talk to my friend Paul.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Hi, I'm Sean O'Brien, president and CEO of Reliance Home Comfort. Did you know that over 1.3 million homeowners call on Reliance for their water heater needs? With over 140,000 five-star Google reviews and over 60 years of experience, you could say we're water heater experts. Switch to Reliance today. We'll give you up to $1,000 when you rent a new water heater, plus standard installation is included for all your hot water needs.
Call on Reliance.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Real Canadian Superstore has Easter deals too good to hide. Until April 9th, get Farmer's Market 4-pack sweet peppers for only $3. No searching required, just saving. Real Canadian Superstore, proudly Canadian. Conditions apply, see flyer for details.
For Ovina, Richmond Hill, Mississauga, and Oshawa, inspiring the people who bring communities to life. Green Park is the people's builder. See for yourself at greenpark.com.
Listen to over 500 radio stations from anywhere in Canada with Radio Player Canada, the must-have app that's as Canadian as you are. Friendly, ready to party, great company. Enjoy every type of radio station, anywhere, anytime. Listen through your phone, Sonos, Google Chromecast, Google Home, Amazon Echo, Apple CarPlay, and Android Auto. Download the Radio Player Canada app today. It's where Canadian radio plays.
Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling. Active Green and Ross.
The great outdoors is calling at BF Goodrich and Active Green and Ross. Get a $70 BF Goodrich prepaid MasterCard when you purchase a set of four BF Goodrich tires between March 24th and May 30th. See store for details. There's no better place to buy your BF Goodrich tires and service your vehicle than the experts at
Active Green and Ross.
A proud Canadian company.
Walking on a Cloud presents Proudly Canadian, Perfectly Comfortable, featuring Lori Vella.
Canadians know the value of quality and comfort. At Walking on a Cloud, we carry top brands like New Balance, Birkenstock, Blundstone, Vessi, and FitFlop because the perfect pair of shoes makes all the difference. Fine footwear crafted for all-day comfort, long-lasting wear, and effortless style. Walking on a Cloud is proudly Canadian, family-owned and operated since 1959.
It's me, your barbecue, and I'm a raging fire! But that won't last long. Someone sold you damp wood, which means I can't burn properly. Heat getting weaker. Can't cook steaks. If only you had the right fuel.
Make it right. Make it Rona. Rona Week is on now. Save 15% on Pit Boss barbecues, accessories, and fuel. Conditions apply. Details in store and more offers at rona.ca.
Meet the 2025 RAV4 Hybrid LE. It's ready for any adventure you've got in mind. From cross-country trips to daily commutes, so don't wait. It's time to Toyota at Toyota on the Park. And right now, we want to buy your current vehicle. Any make, any model. Receive a no-obligation appraisal even if you don't purchase from us. Details at toyotaonthepark.ca or 1077 Leslie Street, north of Eglinton. It's time to Toyota at Toyota on the Park.
A Tim's Donut and Coffee is the original collab. And now, any classic donut is a dollar when you buy any size original or dark roast coffee. Get a deal on the iconic duo with a Tim's Dollar Donut. Plus tax at participating restaurants for limited time. Terms apply. See app for details.
It's time for Tim's.
Love you just the way God made you, girl. He don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful, babe.
Tell 'em, Blanc.
Well, your hair's in a mess in the morning when you open your eyes. The way an hour goes by when you say that you'll be ready in 5. The little devil on the side of his frown when you're laughing at a movie that you've seen about 1,000 times. You know, girl, that I can't lie.
I love you just the way God made you. Girl, he don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful, babe. So let my eyes be your mirror, and you're bound to see it too. Cause I was made for loving just the way God made you. God made you the way. When you're mad, but you say that you're not.
Yeah.
And the shape of the face that you make when you're taking a shot.
Taking a shot.
The little white lie that you told the security guard at the hotel pool when we got caught. I was thinking, girl, you never looked so hot.
You never looked so hot.
And that I love you just the way God made you. Girl, he don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful, babe. You're bound to see it too. Cause I was made for loving just the way God made you. God made you the way, the way, the way, the way God made you. God made you the way, the way, the way, the way, the way God made you.
Girl, I ain't never gonna try to change it. Come on.
My masterpiece, my Mona Lisa. And I need you to stay just
Toronto's new country, 93.5. We are in the middle of how would you handle with Melissa and trying to figure out, should she talk to her dad or should she go to her son first?
Yeah, the problem is the granddad in this situation, you know, he's kind of old school. So some of his thoughts and viewpoints are old school.
Old school.
And Melissa's just not really sure how to handle that whole thing.
Born and raised on a back road, speaker box and a cane pole. Saturday we were rebels, but we were angels in church. Beat up boots on our front porch, rusty roots in the back 40. Nothing's ever meant more to me than that dirt. Never give it up, never turn it down. Same back then as it is right now. No matter where I'm at, man, I know I got that old country soul, that boondock swag in my stroll. Rock it wherever I roll. I got that old country, I got that old country soul. I wouldn't trade it for gold. Someday ride it on my stone. I got that old country stone.
I'm a blue ribbon on a PBR, counting blessings, counting stars. Memories in a mason jar that won't let me go. Like an old guitar and a brand new song. Just cause you leave don't mean you're gone. No matter where I'm at, man, I know.
Show has entered the chat.
New country
93.5.
Yeah.
Country, 93.5.
How would you handle this? What would you say if you were here?
If you just popped in, we are in the middle of another How Would You Handle This?
And it's a bit of a touchy situation. Melissa says her son is 12. He's been spending a lot of time with her dad lately, so his grandfather, which she loves. It's great. However, dad is the grandfather's a little bit old school in some of the language he uses and the way that he talks. And Melissa's wondering, you know, do I talk to my son about, you know, just take some of what he says with a grain of salt, maybe? Or should I talk to my father about it and be like, hey, knock off some of what you're saying to the kid?
You know, I think that this is really tough because my initial reaction is go to the son and don't upset your dad.
Yeah, because you want that support.
Sure you do.
You want the grandfather there for sure.
But at the same time, being a 12-year-old boy once upon a time with... And I think Melissa's a single mom. And that's what I'm reading into because it doesn't sound like dad's around.
Right.
Or her partner. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to upset dad because of her dad, grandpa.
Yeah.
Because you want to have that male influence. But at the same time, being a single mom, trying to coordinate a 12-year-old boy... is tricky.
That's like herding cats.
Yeah, like all sorts of things is going on.
Yeah, and granddad may not change. You know, like it may be a waste of energy to try and get granddad to change some of his viewpoints, right?
And then trying to get your kid at 12 years old to listen to you yet another time on something that he doesn't probably want to listen to you on. That's also a little tricky.
Yeah, Melissa is definitely caught between a rock and a hard place
But I think, given the two situations, I think I'm with Sash on this one. I think I would try the kid first. Mm-hmm. I think I'd try the son first and see where that goes.
And go at it softly, obviously.
Yeah, let's keep the topics pretty clean. You know, let's not... talk about relationships just yet. How about fishing? Can we talk about fishing?
Talk about how you're doing in school. Little things like that.
Who's your favorite hockey team?
Yeah.
Let's keep it.
What's your favorite color?
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, and see how that goes. I don't know. This is a tough one. Okay. So you, I love this. You want to remain anonymous because you say that this is an unpopular opinion and we'll go for it. Okay. Go mystery lady. What is it?
I'm just going to say that the world needs more personalities like granddad.
Yeah.
So it's just maybe not a bad thing if he spends time with him and just let him be.
Okay, so how so, though? Like, explain that.
Rough around the edges and just how they were way back when.
Okay, it's like a splash of nostalgia, kind of.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to get in trouble.
Well, I know, because this is tough on the sense that we don't know exactly what granddad's saying. We can assume a couple of the shades.
Sure.
And you know what I mean?
Yeah, I just think life was simpler and more straightforward way back when.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the views were a bit more holistic.
Yeah.
And I just think we could use that nowadays.
And it is a good opportunity for Melissa to share whether or not you agree or disagree with what Grandpa is saying. There's different views in the world, and that's just how it is.
Hurting those who mean the most to me. Before you get too close to me, I think you ought to know. While other hearts are holding on, while other loves are growing strong, my heart has a history of letting go. Time I looked into your eyes, I knew this moment would arrive. I got a feeling you're the one, but my heart keeps trying to turn and run. The problem is this happens
take this one kiss at a time. Maybe we could tame this heart of mine. I'm telling you the cold hard truth. I ain't ever been loved by the likes of you. And I ain't ever had this much on the line. My heart has a history of hurting those who mean the most to me. Before you get too close to me, I think you ought to know. Hearts are holding on while other loves are growing strong. My heart has a history of letting go. Yeah, my heart has a history of letting go.
Thanks for spending your day with Toronto's new country, 93.5.
Sometimes the destination is as important as the journey. Book the best hotels around the world and save at Viaggio.com. With thousands of hotels to choose from, Viaggio.com is the new booking engine that saves you money. Your next vacation is just a click away. Venice, Paris, Las Vegas, Cancun. Where do you want to go? Viaggio. Viaggio. Viaggio.com.
Who's better than Parks Furniture?
Nobody!
Parks Furniture has Ashley Sofas from $3.99. Who's better than Parks Furniture?
Nobody!
To find the one near you, check us out at ParksFurniture.com. Parks Furniture, where smart people shop for furniture since 1943. It's worth the drive to Parks.
It's Noodle Fest at Mandarin, and we're serving up something new and exciting. Savor the flavors of international noodle favorites, like Korean Japchae, Pad Thai, Soba Noodle Salad, and Sweet Chili Udon, all added to our dine-in buffet with select items available for takeout and delivery, but only until May 4th while supplies last. Make your reservation to enjoy Noodle Fest at Mandarin today.
A celebration of taste.
Now at JoeFresh, earn 15,000 PC Optimum points when you spend $75 or more on apparel. Only until April 9th. Now's the time to shop new spring styles, including even more women's tops for $25 or less. Conditions apply. See in store or JoeFresh.com for details.
To the rack if you come from away.
Come From Away is the global sensation the Toronto Star calls joyous, uplifting, and life-affirming. And now it's been extended one final time and must leave Toronto on May 4th. Experience the homegrown hit that will restore your faith in humanity and make you proud to be a Canadian. See Come From Away one last time. Final performance May 4th. Book at Mervish.com.
This is New Country 93.5, CFXJFM, a Stingray radio station.
So your employment has been terminated. Hey, bad things happen to good people. So let's talk now and help make things better. We're Monkhouse Law. With our years of employment law experience, you'll know for sure that the termination pay they are offering is actually what you're entitled. If not, we'll help you get it. Let's review your package together, because not talking to us costs you thousands. Connect now at MonkhouseLaw.com. Monkhouse Law. This is where justice lives.
Make it Mercedes with the April Savings Event at Mercedes-Benz Toronto Queensway. This April, enjoy loyalty lease rates starting from as low as 0% on select models and exceptional cash credits of up to $25,000. Plus, take advantage of model-specific in-store promotions and special savings on demonstrators. Visit mbtoronto-queensway.ca for all the details. Don't miss your chance. These exclusive offers won't last. Stop by Mercedes-Benz Toronto Queensway and make it Mercedes this spring.
Country.
New Country.
93.5.
Barstool sitting, got some Lynchburg swimming in a rocks glass, feeling right. Walks in and gets her heartbeat skipping, thinking how you gonna break the ice. She brushes against her shoulder, it's revving up her motor. Yeah, she's so damn pretty, you're just trying to keep it steady. Buddy, let me give you my advice. If a drink runs dry, don't wait.
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. If you just rolled in, we are in the middle of another How Would You Handle This?
Melissa contacted us. Her son is 12, been hanging around granddad a lot lately, which is great, but granddad has some old school, maybe questionable views, and Melissa doesn't know, should I talk to my grandpa or my father about this, or talk to my son about some of what's being said?
Justin, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I just heard the last person that called in, and they're not wrong in the old school values should be coming back. I think we've gotten a little too woke. But I do think she should approach her dad first, because she goes at the kid and says, hey, you know, your granddad and you, like, when you talk about this, like, maybe politely say that this is inappropriate. But then the kid goes to grandpa and says, hey, mom says we're not allowed to talk whatever the subject is.
Yeah.
Now the granddad is upset and offended that his own daughter couldn't approach him about the issue.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that is a really good, good point. I didn't think about that.
It's kind of funny how people will get offended by, you know, their own family feeling that they can't even approach them about a subject when it comes to raising kids.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably going to be fairly approachable. It is her dad, so...
Yeah.
Good points.
You know, it's the younger generations that get offended more easily, you know, not to...
Well, I don't know. My mom, Linda, single mom of six kids. Boy, she gets offended quick.
Same with my parents.
And she's 83.
Well, that's because you insulted her cooking.
Well, of course.
That's true.
But do you think I do it to her face?
No, but, you know, you can't keep it a secret when you're on the radio.
Yeah, well, she doesn't listen, thankfully.
She doesn't even know who
she
is.
She thinks I'm a dentist.
Boy, is she disappointed.
But mind you, every time I go back to heaven tonight, I have to give her a free checkup. So,
you've got that dollar store kit.
I do, and I drop off some dental floss and a brand new toothbrush for her.
Oh, boy.
I let you drive around my mind. I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Played me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Like a devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone, keep leading me on. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Hoping now I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Hoping now I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know you're nothing but a lie.
Hey y'all, it's Tony Stevens. I'm proudly Canadian and proudly country.
New Country 93.5.
One star motel, slow burn going down. Bourbon in a paper cup. It just hits different, makes that missing tougher than it ever was. I put the phone down, cause you gone to bed now. My wheels get to spinning round. Only thing that'll slow them down is drinking whiskey in Colorado. Lonely nights and empty bottles.
pull the shades down, pour myself another round. Trying to take the edge off, but it ain't ever enough. It's a kind of pain you just can't drown. Drinking whiskey in Colorado, lonely nights and empty bottles. Wishing tomorrow that Silverado was headed home. But there's another small stage in another small town, singing songs about you without you. Colorado, lonely nights and empty bottles, wishing tomorrow that Silverado was headed home. But there's another small stage in another small town, singing songs about you without you around. Missing your red wine kiss while I'm here alone, drinking whiskey in Colorado.
From our honky-tonk roots to our 90s throwbacks to today, we love our country music. This is New Country. This is New Country 93.5.
Another ball cap on a bar stool underneath the PBR line, saying everything under the moon to get you into my arms tonight. You probably heard it all a thousand times, but it ain't what it looks like. Girl, let me tell you what it looks like. And you look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. And you look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking, but girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. I gotta tell you, baby, I've been the kind of boy your daddy never wanted you to go and fall in love with. The kind of boys you're probably done with their dumb shit. I bet you heard the stories and can't say I'm proud of that, but I've turned the page on the old me. Now I ain't looking back, cause you look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a chuck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life, cause you look like I'm done looking. Truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing. Missing you in the morning, probably for the next few years. When I look back on it, I'll still see you right here. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life, cause you look like I'm done looking, but girl, the hard truth is that this night don't turn into two. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. Wind up missing you. Wind up missing you.
New Country 93.5. This study popped up, and I'm a little sus on it because it leans really in favor of guys, and it sounds like some dude put it together.
It sounds like a frat boy study.
Yeah, it sounds like a bunch of buddies got together and said, listen, I can't get together with you guys until probably, gosh, I don't know. I'm like, really? Well, let's put a study together and put an end to that.
I hate
when the sun goes down. They roll up the sidewalks in this Texaco town, and I come home to a lonesome sound. You can hear a pin drop in between the tick-tock till I lay my head down. Right around midnight I can hear a whisper, baby, I ain't tired, come a little closer. Keep me up and missing your touch, and I want it, I want it. And I can hear laughing out of my chest, saying I don't ever want to leave this bed. And even with her gone, I'm haunted, I still hear her pillow talking. Couch, leave on the TV and try to drown it out. Sometimes I pour myself a drink, let it burn my lips just like her kiss when she was lying next to me. Right around midnight I can hear a whisper, baby, I ain't tired, come a little closer. And I want it, I want it. And I can hear you laughing out of my chest, saying I don't ever want to leave this bed. And even with her gone, I'm haunted, I still hear her pillow talking. Yeah, I still hear her pillow talking. Right around midnight I can hear a whisper, baby, I ain't tired, come a little closer. Keep me up and missing your touch, and I want it, I want it. And I can hear her laughing out of my chest, saying I don't ever want to leave this bed. And even with her gone, I'm haunted, I still hear her pillow talking. And I still hear her pillow talking. And even with her gone,
up with boring. Tell your smart speaker to play New Country 93.5 Toronto. You can thank us later.
Well, I was only scared of the devil and her dad, so we parked somewhere we knew they'd never look. No, I never seen nothing like her, playing with the flame of her mama's lighter. No, it wasn't very long before I was hooked. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging